This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you've tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Stress Management Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. On today's show, we have Susan Ginsberg, the founder of Stop and Breathe, a valuable relaxation and stress reduction program that focuses on breath guidance, relaxation support, and visualization skills. Susan Ginsberg, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Hi, Eric.
Hi there. So tell us about what is Stop and Breathe. That certainly is an attention getter.
Well, I founded the program called Stop and Breathe after about 10 years of teaching yoga, meditation skills to people that were going through some stress, anxiety, and also cancer. So what happened was I recognized that the yogic techniques of breathing and relaxation were tremendously helpful and soothing in those situations. So I approached hospitals, cancer centers, and started a program working with people going through extreme medical stress, in that setting. And then it just started to grow. I realized and recognized that corporations, business executives, individuals can really get a jump start at working on stress-releasing techniques so that it doesn't get to the medical level, at the hospital level, you know, creating disease and illnesses. So I'm very passionate about the program and just love doing what I do and helping people feel better about what they're going through when they're going through a difficult time.
Well, how did this program start, actually?
Well, as I said, I was teaching yoga for about 10 years or so, and then someone actually became the impetus. One of my students, I happened to have met her, and she said to me, you know, I'm looking for yoga to complement my cancer treatment. I just was diagnosed. So I taught her and a small group of people yoga, visualization, meditation techniques. One day she said to me, Susan, you were this angel on my shoulder. I felt your presence breathing alongside me during all of my chemo, my radiation, and all my surgeries. So that was really the impetus where I realized there are so many people out there teaching the physical benefits of yoga, the poses, but if I go in at that level and work with people who are going through extreme stress over an illness such as cancer, and I can work with them doing what I've been doing, that to me would have a tremendous impact. So I did approach the hospitals nearby me and created a program which morphed into Stop and Breathe and, you know, developed a manual, copyrighted it, trained other people how to do what I'm doing. So since about 5 years ago, I've been teaching this, you know, working with patients. I go in and I basically will play some music, sometimes use essential oils. And while they're getting chemotherapy, before or after surgery, I will do some breath guidance exercises, teaching them the proper way to breathe, because so many people don't really understand how, you know, they are breathing in a way that can actually exacerbate stress.
Well, tell us how Stop and Breathe actually helps the patient. I'm sure it's got the curiosity of the listener.
Well, you know what, when I go into a patient's room and I see them going through stress, or the nurses see me coming in and will point me to a patient's room because they know what I do, I will basically, talk to them, explain to them what we're going to do, and then guide them through a breath, you know, visualization technique where I teach them how to breathe in a more healthy way. Most people going through any type of stress, really, will breathe into their upper part of their chest, not take full exhalations, and so they'll really create more stress and tension and anxiety. So what I will do basically is to teach them how to breathe in a more healthful way, you know, deep belly breathing primarily. And what will happen is immediately they'll calm their nervous system down and it'll relax them, whereas, you know, even nurses have pointed out that they've seen patients have, you know, an elevated blood pressure, and when I've worked with them, they've actually showed me how it's gone down after doing this work, because it immediately balances the heart rate, calms the nervous system, and it also relaxes the individual. So from there, I might do some guided relaxations of the body where, you know, we relax the body from head to toe, different visualizations, you know, hey, let's take ourselves out of the hospital setting and go to a beautiful place on an island or somewhere that they visualize. So different techniques. I do a lot of different visualizations to really help guide them through a difficult time. And when I see the impact it has, you know, when a patient's almost asleep, when I leave their room after they've been almost in tears or in stress, you know, I feel like, wow, this is really, this is impactful, and I want to really share this with as many people as I can. And that, again, includes, you know, business executives, corporations, organizations, which I have done quite a bit, you know, colleges. So I just feel real passionate about taking the yogic techniques out of the yoga studio and bringing it to the rest of the world in other situations so that people can experience that when they might not ordinarily think to step foot into a yoga studio.
Well, give us an idea who could or can benefit from this service.
Basically, anyone that's going through stress, to be honest, and if you think about that, that could pretty much be everyone because everyone experiences some sort of stress in their life. Typically, the people that do come to me are people that, again, may have an illness, cancer, anxiety disorder. Even performers have come to me, too, so it doesn't necessarily have to be an illness. Or it could be a group of teens. You know, I had a mother who's a social worker call me and say, you know, I've got some stressed out teenagers that want to experience this. Can you provide some, you know, stop and breathe sessions for them to learn how to manage stress and tension? So really anyone, you know, businesses, you know, this is a big topic in businesses as far as providing wellness programs to their employees because it helps obviously reduce sick days, improves productivity, and I think they also, they're working on getting benefits for their insurance by providing these types of workshops. So I've done some corporate workshops that have been really well received to help reduce their stress. So really, if you think about it, I don't think there's anyone that's immune to stress. So it's anyone, whether it's an individual or it's a group of people, a business, a hospital, anyone that really experiences it. I've had nursing staffs ask me to do seminars for the nursing staff so that they can experience a little bit of TLC because they're constantly nurturing other people. So for them to receive it, that will help their burnout as well.
Today we are visiting with Susan Ginsberg, the founder of Stop and Breathe, a valuable relaxation and stress reduction program that focuses on breath guidance, relaxation support, and visualization skills here on eHealth Radio's Stress Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Why do you say that many people breathe incorrectly?
That's a really good question. The main thing I notice is that people aren't even aware of how they're breathing. So if you ask them to take a deep breath, it's something they might not even have thought about. So even though they're alive and breathing, there's no sense of awareness of how they breathe. Once I ask them to take a few deep breaths and watch what they're doing, typically people tend to breathe in an upper chest manner where they're breathing into their upper part of their chest and not exhaling fully. So they're taking in rapid, short bursts of air. That actually will add fuel to the fire. So if someone says, you know, take three deep breaths and that's how they choose to breathe, that's only going to stress them out more. So there's a misunderstanding of really the proper way to breathe and actually by doing deep belly breathing. So bringing the breath down from the upper chest deep into the belly and also slowing down the exhalations, that is a huge part of it. That will immediately calm the nervous system. It will allow the body to cleanse the stale CO2 deep in the lungs, get a full exchange of oxygen deep into the body. So it really has tremendous benefits by teaching people how to go from the upper shallow chest breathing to the deep belly breathing. Immediately will relax them, and it's amazing how by just doing that, that can change people's life. I mean, I know this sounds like a very big claim, but I've had people I've taught yoga to for years. One of them was a doctor who said to me, you know, I don't remember a lot of the poses of yoga, but the breathing changed me. I found that I wasn't reacting to stress in the same way. The minute I was in a stressful situation, I went down to that deep belly breathing, and I immediately calmed myself down. So there's tremendous benefits to just this simple breathing technique that is typically taught in yoga and meditation classes that a lot of people aren't really aware of. And it's best taught through guidance with an instructor that understands the breathing, can watch the person rather than just, you know, reading a book on it, but actually working with them, watching where the breath is going, guiding them through it.
What is one tip that you can tell people in order to relax when they are stressed? I mean, my goodness, I'm sure this could apply to just about anybody.
Absolutely. And believe me, I've taught this technique to students of mine and to my own children as well. The main thing I will say is immediately take stock of the breath, because a lot of times we lose our breath in those situations. We might hold our breath. So immediately think about the breathing and go down, you know, and pretend that you're inflating a balloon deep into the belly. Expand the balloon, you know, the belly outwards, and then slowly release the air gradually. The exhalation, the slowing down of the exhalation, incidentally, is really the part that will relax someone almost instantly. So within a few breaths, that'll immediately calm somebody down. So my advice in that situation, when stress is unavoidable, and it happens, we can't always avoid it, is to immediately just become aware of your breath. You know, notice it. And then once you're aware of it, try to do what you can to deepen the breathing, bring it down to the belly, exhale fully, and do that for a few times, and that'll most likely reduce the stressful situation that you're going through, or at least take the edge off of it so that you are more centered and more able to face whatever it is that you're facing.
Susan, tell us, tell our listeners where they can find more information and also to be in contact with you online.
Sure. I have a website that's www.stopandbreathe.org, and there's an E at the end of breathe because a lot of people forget that. And my phone number is 847-444-9642. That's the best way to reach me. And also I'm on Facebook. There's a Stop and Breathe page that people can search out. The main thing, though, is, you know, if you go through the website, it'll have information on what I've done and how to contact me and other ways that I've provided this in other situations. So that's probably the best way.
It's been very informative. We've been speaking with Susan Ginsberg, the founder of Stop and Breathe, a valuable relaxation and stress reduction program that focuses on guidance, relaxation support, and visualization skills. And the website of reference, once again, is stopandbreathe.org. Susan, thanks so much for being with us today here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio in the Stress Management Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.